that threw all me out this morning. Hopefully you were blessed being here, and hopefully I can say something here to help you in your journey to get your walk in Christ. Have you ever had one of those days where everything went wrong, and it doesn't make a difference how hard you try? It just seems that everything backfires on you. The harder you try, the worse it gets. I'm convinced that we've all had days like this. That was the story of a lady at the airport. She was on her way to her gate, and she stopped at one of those little stores on the way there and bought her a Kit Kat. And she got to her gate and was waiting for them to call them up, and she sat down and getting all her stuff organized and everything. She turned around and she seen the guy next to her eating a Kit Kat. So she looked over at him, and he broke off a piece and ate it. She broke off a piece of his Kit Kat and ate it. And you know, neither one of them said anything. He just kept on doing it till it was all gone. So he got up and went and got him another one and sat down. Same thing happened again. He broke off a piece, she broke off a piece, and ate it too. So as they called up and they said, all right, for this flight, come on and, you know, come to the gate. And she looked in her purse to get her ticket and realized her Kit Kat was in there. And see, the whole time she thought, yeah, grab her Kit Kat. And we all had a day like that, not particular something like this, but we've all had a day where we thought somebody had done something to us, so we're going to do something to them. We're going to make it right. And come to find out, they didn't wrong us at all. We all had days like this. And there are times, I suppose, when things really start to go wrong. Your whole world seems to crumble around you, and you wonder what is going on. That is probably what happened. That's probably about the way the apostles felt or feeling when they come in John chapter 14. There where they began glorious with Jesus trumpeting entrance to Jerusalem, and people waving palm trees and shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Even the Pharisees and chief priests who had been plotting against Jesus cried out in despair, seeing this getting us nowhere. Now the whole world has gone after him. But Jesus has not come to establish an earthly king. He refused the crown. Disappointed and hurt in their dreams of the Jewish kingdom with Jesus as a miracle working king, the freckled crowd began to change. And soon the priests were once again seeking someone to betray Jesus into their hands. So in the 14th chapter of John opens, when you see Jesus and his apostles in the upper room where they have eaten the Passover meal together, Jesus knew exactly what the next 2 hours would bring. He knew Judas would betray him. He knew the illegal trials of the night and how troubled the apostles would be. He knew the cross and the borrowed tomb. He tried to prepare the apostles for all of that. So he began to comfort them. Is there anyone who needs comforting this morning? I know there are. We've lost loved ones. We've lost jobs. Some of us have physical problems. Others are lonely and depressed. We experience all kinds of troubles. But Jesus says that part of the solution to a troubled heart is trust. He tells his apostles to trust three things. First of all, trust in my presence. Secondly, trust in my promise. And thirdly, simple trust in me. In John 14:1, Jesus tells us, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. What is Jesus saying there? He is saying, if you trust God, now trust also in me. Now remember, when you can no longer see me, don't stop trusting me. You see, we have all found it easier to trust in things we can see and touch. We have a little bit of Thomas in us, don't we? In John 20:25, Thomas says, unless I see the nail mark in his hand and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his, I will not believe it. Sometimes we have to see it to believe it. So in verse 29, Jesus shows him and he believes. Then Jesus told him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. The Bible teaches us things we see are only temporary. The cars we drive, the building we're in, the clothes we wear. Imagine most of us, our first car we ever had, we probably don't have it no more. Probably don't even know where it's at. Because those things are temporary. Those things are going to eventually one day be gone. You see the building, you see some of these houses around here. Old houses, when you first saw them, they looked real good when they were first built. And you marvel at, like, oh, that's a nice house. And now you see them, they tearing down or they taking them down. I think you got one up here on the corner up here, Pleasant Grove, I think it is. They ripping that house apart now. And I'm pretty sure at one time there was a nice, beautiful house that they thought was probably never going to be there. Excuse me. Going to be there forever. You know, there's times things are going to happen like that. There's another one where they had this woman, she was busy with her two sons. Just busy all day. And she got home and she decided she wanted to put them to bed early and have a little time for herself. So she took a shower. Once she laid them down, she took a shower and wrapped her head up and put more cream on her face. And, you know, she sat down in bed to read a book, and then she heard the kids in there pillow fighting. So she went in there and told them, you know, y'all stop it and put the pillows down. And when she left out of the room, the kids looked at her and said, who was that? You know, that's what we do. We got to come to realization that, you know, our bodies, they're going to deteriorate. They're going to go away, but we try to do all we can to keep it. We all try to, you know, work out, you know, put the cream on our face, try to do all these different things to keep us young. But eventually, we're going to deteriorate. We're going to pass away. It's nothing we can do about it. And so that's how it comes. It's a hard lesson for us to learn, isn't it? Yet it's an important lesson. Because all things you see and touch are only here for a little while, and then they're gone. But these things you can't see last forever. This is a hard lesson for us to learn. We'll face difficult, troubled times and difficulties in life. We need to remember as Christians that Jesus has promised, I will be with you always, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. Trust in my presence. He also said, trust in my promise. Jesus tells us in John 14:2-3, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare you a place. And if I go and prepare you a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that we are where I am, there you may be also. God gave many promises, both in the Old and the New Testament. He promised the children of Israel a land that would be milk and honey. And it took a while for the promise to be fulfilled, but finally it was fulfilled. He promised the Messiah. It took a long time, but it too was fulfilled. Jesus the Savior was born. Now God promised that He would come back for us one day. Someday He will be with Him. Someday we'll be with Him forever and ever. Sometimes we grow impatient, but the Scripture says, you can trust the promise of God. The promise will be fulfilled too. The Bible uses a lot of different words to describe heaven. In one place it's called a country, indicating the vastness of heaven. In another it's called a city, indicating a large number of inhabitants. It is called a kingdom, indicating that is there a government structure to it all. It's also called paradise, indicating its beauty and its desirability. But it is also called my Father's house. And that's another way of saying it's home. Home is a place where you can be yourself. Home is a place where you can take off your neckties and kick off your shoes and be comfortable. Home is where you can say what you want, what you think, and how home is where you always accepted and loved. You're not just a guest. You're a resident. You live there. That is home. Jesus is saying, I'm going to take you to my Father's house. It'll be your home too. You'll be part of that family. You'll be home where you belong. He's saying, in my Father's house are many rooms. The King James Version says many mansions. We like the word mansion because we see on the news and everything how they had those big pretty houses and they call them mansions. But the translation Greek word used probably the best is a dwelling place or rooms. You see, the word that Jesus used comes from the Eastern custom that when the son grows up and gets married, he brings his bride back home and his father adds another room. And then when his other son gets married, and he brings his bride back home and adds another room. In my Father's house, Jesus says, are many rooms. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and I will come back to take you to be with me. We're almost there. Don't become discouraged or faint at heart. There was once a lady named Maria Anderson. She was a well-known singer, and she's done a lot of singing at the White House and done a lot of concerts, and she sung for the king and queen of England over there. And one day they asked her, they said, what was your most memorable moment? She didn't mention any of those concerts or singing for the president or the king and queen. She said it was the time that she was able to go home and tell her mother that you don't have to take out the laundry anymore. Stop and think about heaven. Much of us are already there. Some of our names are written there. Our citizenship is there. My God is there. Your Savior is there. Your inheritance is there. So much of us are already there. Soon His promise will be fulfilled. He will bring us to our Father's house. We'll get new bodies. We won't have to worry about getting old, sick, or all the things that plague us here. Trust my promise, He said. And He also said, trust in me. In John 14:4-6. Wherever I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we not know whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto my Father but by me. What a wonderful promise He is saying. I'm not just going to show you the way, or tell you the way, or write out the instructions on how to get there. I'm going to come and take you by the hand to my Father's house. There you will be home. Do you have a burden this morning that you think you cannot bear? Or troubles, or fear, or worries, or anxiety? Do you feel empty inside? Do you feel alone? Do you feel lost and confused? A few years ago, David Galloway, a soldier, his parents were very socialized. They was always throwing Christmas parties and Thanksgiving parties and everything. And their son had came back from war. And he had called him up and he said, Mom, I'm home. You know, do you mind if I come home? She said, no, come home. Do you think you'll make it in time? Because we got a party to go to. He said, yes, I can. But he said, wait, there's one thing. I got a friend of mine that I want to bring with me. Is that okay? She said, yeah, sure, that's okay. Bring your friend with you. He said, wait, but let me tell you one thing. My friend lost both his legs in the war, lost one of his arms, and his face is disfigured. And his mom paused for a little while. She was like, son, you don't think he can come because that might disrupt our status in the community and everything like that. And he was like, he asked her, he said, could he please come because he has nowhere else to go? She was like, no, he can't come. So they went on to their party, and they came back home. And she received a call from the police saying that we have a young soldier here, no legs, one arm missing, and disfigured face. And by the paperwork we have here, we think it's your son. He had killed himself. You know, he felt lonely at that time. You know, and sometimes we feel like we get to that point where we feel lonely, we feel by ourselves, we feel depressed. And that's what God is telling us, trust in Him, trust in His promise. You know, whatever your burdens are this morning, the solution to a troubled heart is still the same. To trust. Trust in His presence. I never leave, He said. I'll be beside you. Don't forget my presence. Secondly, trust in my promise. When everything seems dark and gloomy, when everything seems to fall apart, remember my promise. Trust in me. You won't get lost. You won't go astray. I am the way, and I'll take you by the hand and lead you to my Father's house. You know, like I said, we all go through some things. But we have to trust Him. We have to keep the faith. You know, what we want, we might want something right now, but it might not be given to us now. We just have to trust in His Word, read the Bible, trust and have faith in He's going to help us through it. Like I said, you know, it might take a while for it to come. We don't know. But if we just keep the faith, and we'll see it. And Jesus invites us this morning, and He wants us to respond to His invitation. If there's anyone that needs the prayers of the church or subject to the call, you can stand as we sing the song that was selected.